Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready.
For overflow. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Get ready for overflow in 2020. Hallelujah and welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul with evangelist attorney Rossi Williams. We're taking you to new heights in Christ. Hallelujah. And empowering your everyday life for success with a new teaching, live prayer, altar call, and ending with assigning your task for today. Well, I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and our topic for today's teaching is breaking and making habits. Breaking, because sometimes you need to break some bad habits, right? And making, because sometimes you need to form some good habits. Habits. Hashtag 66, and I'll explain the importance of that. We're in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. While you are getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone of how to tune in with me and how to donate to Rossi Williams Ministries. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I am live on Daily Fire, you can tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, where I take your questions live on air, you can tune in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. You can also donate to the ministry on my website, rossi.org, using a credit or debit card. Or for those of you who love Cash App, you can Cash App any donation as to whatever the Lord leads you to send to Cash App. $ Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. Now, let's get into this word. I am in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, reading from the KJV. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Come on and give God praise for his word today. What is our topic? Repeat after me. Breaking and making habits. Many times we've heard the saying that it takes 21 days to change a habit. And I will tell you that I, too, was a huge proponent of that thought process, 21 days to change a habit. However, what I found is that 21 days was a sufficient number for habits that I wanted to form, which were productive for me, but that were not things that required a lot of effort. For example, if I wanted to, add one more glass of water daily to my hydration regimen, then 21 days was sufficient to form that habit. If daily for 21 days I would drink that glass of water, usually by day 22, it was really now part of my daily regimen. But for things that were more complex that I needed to add to my life, or for habits which were long-standing, that I needed to destroy in my life, it seemed that 21 days just was not enough. So I began to do some research on that. And what I found to be true is that the 21 days to change a habit teaching was just as I thought it was. It was more so for those things that were simple in nature. But when it got down to doing what we just read in Romans 12, verses 1 through 2, being not conformed to this world's way of thinking or habits, but actually changing ourselves, transforming ourselves, it seemed that science had found that it took quite a bit longer. And I wanted to share that in teaching you today and empowering you today, because some of you may have thrown in the towel prematurely on things that you wanted to change because you could not see the change or the cycle taking place consistently fast enough, breaking and making habits. So psychologist Jeremy Dean actually began to research this thing. And so what he did is he did some research, and he started with a statement by Will Durant, which I found to be so interesting. And it said, "We are what we repeatedly do." Isn't that good? We are what we repeatedly do. And he went on to say that if young people could realize that they are walking bundles of habits, then they would give more heed to their conduct while in the transformative state. Now, some of you listening are young. You're in your early 20s or your teens, and others of you listening are in the mid stages of life, and you know, to that point where they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And some of you are older, in your 60s or 70s, and you're at that point where you just tell people, "I am who I am." But the great thing is that as psychologists, Jeremy Dean began to research this, he found, basing his research off of a study conducted by the University College of London, utilizing 96 participants, that it actually takes about 66 days, almost 2.5 months, to form a habit, and maybe 66 to 84 days to break a habit that has a stronghold on you. Now, this is good information, because in Romans 12, 1 through 2, the Lord has told us, or Paul told us under the anointing of the Lord, that we need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And breaking this down further, the psychologist said that part of changing your habit is not just the willpower, but it is the act of doing and setting time aside to do, planning to do, and making an affirmative choice in holding yourself accountable to do what you want to transform to be. Isn't this good teaching? You see, one of my major practice areas as an attorney, having become an attorney after my brother's incarceration, is criminal law. And in practicing criminal defense, You know, there are two things you look at in trying to determine a crime, whether a person committed a crime. So one is the mens rea. Did they have the guilty mind? And the other is the actus rea. Did they commit the criminal conduct? You see, even in criminal law, we realize there are two components to this. One is the mindset, and the other is the act. Glory. And even here, Paul is telling us we can't be conformed to this world. We cannot be caught up in acting like this world, wherein the world's stance is in opposition to God. But we got to transform the mind. Hallelujah. So this psychologist, Jeremy Dean, actually wrote a book entitled Making Habits and Breaking Habits, Why We Do Things, Why We Don't, and How to Make Any Change Stick. You see, you have to be compelled within yourself that the habits that you want to break need to be broken. Not that it's a choice that they should be broken, but they need to be broken so that you can live out not only your best life here on earth, but so that you can meet the Lord in peace and live in eternity. You have to be convicted inside of yourself that this thing that I'm doing, it's not right, glory. It's not good for me. And that is the difference between when you will truly break a habit, when you've convinced yourself, glory, that it's not what you're supposed to be doing. And the same foundation applies for forming good habits. You have to be convinced in your own mind that this is what you need in your life. And we're about to go into prayer. So, for instance, if you are someone who's morbidly obese, you first have to be convinced in your own mind that losing weight is necessary for you to prolong the health of your life. Or if you are not morbidly obese, but you're almost there, you have to be convinced in your own mind that you want to see more days on this earth. And for example, if you have children, that it is in your best interest to lose the weight, to be there with your children, to raise your own children, or to be there with your spouse. If you are in infidelity, you have to be convinced in your own mind that adultery is not right for you. See, we already know it's not right spiritually, morally, or legally, but you have to be convinced in your own heart that you don't want to be a cheater. You don't want to be a liar. You don't want to be a fornicator. You don't want to be broke or not a good steward over your finances. You don't want to be in an abusive relationship anymore, or you don't want to be an abuser. You don't want to be a procrastinator. You have to be convinced that whatever it is, that's not what God has ordained for you, isn't good for you. I can preach it to you. Your pastor can tell you. The Bible has it written out in plain language. But until you decide that you no longer want to be conformed to the destructive patterns and cycles of this world, glory, but that you want to change who you are, who you have been, what you repeatedly do, glory, then you will not be transformed. But I encourage you today, as we go into prayer, that transformation is nigh thee if you want it. If you are willing to identify the bad habits and to identify the good habits that you want to transform to commit to that thing, to not grow weary by understanding that it takes a little longer than you thought, to give yourself the 3 months, and to let go daily of that thing that you want destroyed, and to take on daily the thing that you want to bring into your life, that you can make and break habits, glory, and be transformed in Christ. Isn't this good word? Let's get ready to go into prayer because the time is almost run. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful word here on Daily Fire. We thank you, Lord, because we are going to be breaking bad habits. And we are going to be making good habits because we want to be transformed. We want to be the person that you've ordained us to be. So, Lord, we're going to let go. We're going to let go of everything that's a weight, everything that's a stick. We're going to identify it and convince ourselves of why that is no longer necessary, why it's unproductive, why it's even destructive in our lives, so that we can confess our own spirit, Lord, of the need to let go. And Father, on the other side, we are going to seek out those things that are good and just and pure, those things that are lovely, and those things that bring us joy, unspeakable joy, those things that help us reach our goal, those things that help to make us the light of the world, the salt of the earth, those things that bring about blessing, sustained success in our lives. Glory. We're going to identify them, Lord. We're going to commit to them. We're going to commit to a plan of how to bring them into our schedule. And we're going to hold ourselves accountable to transform, Father. We are breaking and making habits. We are breaking and making habits. 66 days to 84 days. We are breaking and making, breaking and making, breaking and making. Transform. Hallelujah. So that we can live our best lives every day. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening. Bless them going in and bless them coming out. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Make them the head and not the tail. Above only and not beneath. In Jesus' name, we receive it. Everybody say, I receive it. I declare it, and so be it. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and praise God as we prepare to go into the altar call. Wherever you are, just praise him today. Come on and tell him hallelujah. Magnify him. Lift him up. Thank him for transformation. Glory be to God. For those of you who are unsaved, who are backslidden, who are ready for transformation, I ask you to repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I'm going to break destructive habits in my life. Now, Lord, I confess that I will form productive habits in my life, that I will not give up prematurely, that I will not abort my success, but that I will hold on the 66 days, the 84 days, and that I will be transformed. In the name of Jesus, amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the family of Christ and welcome to transformation. Make sure that you are spending daily time with the Lord, which includes here with me on Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Live, or follow so that you'll get the text via the recording via text if you can't tune in live. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the letters DF to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text, which includes today's teaching, so that you can re-listen to this and bless someone else by forwarding the text. All right, all of this information is on rossi.org. If you were unable to write it down, remember, go there to donate to the ministry, rawsi.org, or via Cash App, $Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. All right, our topic for today is breaking and making habits. Your task for today is to take some time and identify the habits you need to destroy, as well as the habits you need to form. for those you need to destroy, write out how you will destroy them and hold yourself accountable. You know, just make a checklist or get you a calendar on your phone, mark off 66 days. And for those you need to form, write down what you need to form, write down how you need to include that into your regimen. And I'll say mark off 84 days on your calendar. And each day you go in and you check off or make it a daily task that you have done those things to destroy as well as those things to build, and watch yourself be transformed. And then you will end with a smile. That's our song we're going to end with today. Kirk Franklin. I'll see you in the morning.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine.
Yeah.
Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. But where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,